receipt proves that Helen was sponsored by the American government.
The State Department is not the military.
So she had a research grant, big deal.
I'm willing to bet the military is involved in there somehow.
You didn't even know Helen?
I'm not saying she was a traitor. It's hard for scientists to get research funding. They have to take it where they can get it.
Karen's right. Helen seems like a very odd person to be associated with the military.
Lots of brilliant minds have worked for them. Look at the atom bomb. Didn't some Kiwi work on that?
Rutherford.
Yeah, there you go.
Your evidence is not convincing.
Well, then help me fill in the gaps.
Oh, thanks for coming, Sadie. I hate driving all this way on the ice.
Well, what are friends for, Edith? Oh, you've left your purse on the bonnet.
Hey. Oh, God, I must be losing the marbles.
Just remember, you keep smiling, don't let him push you around, and don't overorder. And make sure some of the merchandise is red, because that's good feng shui.
Oh, Sadie, for heaven's sake, what difference does that make?
Oh, it can bring all kinds of good things into your life. Prosperity and romance and friendship.
I've already got a good friend, Sadie. You.
Well, there you are. It's working already.
Here we are.
Oh, hang on a second, dear. You've got a bit of sweet on your forehead. Sure you're all right?
Yes, I'm fine. Come on, let's just do it.
Oh, come on. Helen was a behaviorist. She was an expert in manipulating people.
Rubbish. That means she was manipulating me the whole time I was working with her.
Well, we all manipulate one another on that level. I'm saying Helen was actively conducting experiments on a larger scale.
So she'd use her secret techniques on everyone in the pub?
That's crazy. I told you before, Thompson, she used to just sit there in the corner and write.
I know. That proves my point. She'd set up a situation and then sit back and watch it unfold. You know what she was writing down? Purpose. To stimulate people into more passive behavior. Apparatus. Live citizens of Claiborne and large quantities of spiked beer. Method. Speak in soothing tones while...
What's that? Fourth form science?
No, it's practically lifted from a lecture I attended. Substitute patrons of an upscale New York club for citizens of Claiborne and expensive Chardonnay for beer, and it's almost word for word what Helen said.
I'm sure she was joking.
Oh, yeah, Helen was noted for her great sense of humor.
We can go back and forth like this all afternoon. We need facts. Give me one of those discs.
Here you go.
Follow me. Just through here. Let's have a look. We'll just open up one of Helen's files and see what we've got.
I don't like this.
Oh, what language is that?
It looks like hieroglyphics.
It might as well be.
Why?
This disc is encrypted.
What?
It's in code. Helen obviously didn't want anyone else to read it.
Oh, quite pleased with how that went.
You did very well, dear. I thought you knocked him back on the bulk price for those postcards like a true professional.
Exhausted. Amazing what a little spirited discussion will take out of you.
You just take it easy, dear. You catch your breath.
Sadie, I think I need the medicine. It's in the boot.
I'll get it. You just stay calm. Can't see it.
It's in the striped bathroom bag.
I don't see that anywhere.
It must be there. I'm sure I packed it.
Can't find it. It might be in the back seat.
No.
Edith! Oh, my goodness. Get up, dear. Help! Somebody help!
Claiborne was made with the help of your broadcasting fee, so you can hear more of New Zealand on air.